What is going on? Welcome back to the Vital Life Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Longo, a molecular biologist. And this podcast is going to be something serious. We're going to be talking about focused attention. What you focus your attention on dictates your reality. I'm not talking no manifesting anything. This is pure science. And yes, that might be actually where manifestation has come from, this idea of focused attention. If you're excited to hop into it, first off, calm down, all right? Calm down. What you need to do is you need to click that subscribe button for Apple and Spotify podcasts. Go follow the Instagram. Shout outs to the social medias. I need to help build the community. Please help me share this podcast. I know you haven't even heard it yet. Just share it. Go ahead. Shoot in the dark. I promise you it was a good idea. With all that being said, I think it's time to talk about focused attention. All right, focused attention. This concept comes straight out of Robert Cialdini's book, Persuasion. So shout out to him. That book is insane. Go read that book. It'll blow your brain. But if you don't have time to read that book, I'm going to sum up the foundational principle within this book. Persuasion was about how to influence people before you even get into the actual influencing. How to set up the interaction with the other person so that you're going to be able to influence them later on during the interaction. It's an approach, and that's why it's called persuasion. It's before persuasion. Where does focused attention fit into this concept? Well, in the book, it really talks about how whatever you focus someone's attention on prior to an interaction or during, slightly before an interaction or during the interaction, will dictate their future responses and their later responses in the interaction. And he does a great job of bringing scientific studies towards all of this to really show the evidence and document the evidence in the literature. But if you don't have time for that, I'm here to kind of condense it down. Again, I already said this, but focused attention is bringing someone's awareness to a particular topic, idea, concept, word, emotions, feelings without them realizing it. And it's your ability to know that the concept that you're bringing them to will help you later on. This might sound manipulative, and it very well could be used for manipulation. And so the book actually talks about how in the very end, using it for a manipulative reason is going to hurt you far more than it will ever help you. And there's a lot of, there's studies to support all this stuff. And this is where I'm getting it, and this is why I want to tell you this. Go read that book. But if you don't have time, let's talk about actually focused attention and how to bring it into your life. So we touched on it a little bit earlier, where focused attention just means bringing someone's awareness towards a particular topic, a word, a phrase, an idea, an emotion, a feeling. What is that? Let's bring it up. Let's do live examples of what this means. All right. So I am someone who's surveying individuals, someone who's going to find out and collect data, right? And if you're, you know, when you go to the malls and those people are handing you things and you're like, nah, please, I don't want to do this. No, like this is the worst thing when someone comes with you with a clipboard and they got a pen in their hand, they start approaching you, you just run. Everyone just runs the other way. Well, that's what's going on. I am going out to survey people. I'm that guy with a clipboard and I'm trying to get people, right? I'm that guy. So I approach people, and the majority of the time, if after you see me and you hear what I want to tell you, like, let's just say I go up to you, hey, do you have a moment? And you're like, yeah. And then you're like, would you have time to complete a survey? And you're like, no, I'm out. I'm not doing this survey, right? Now, if I were to come up to you and go, hey, do you consider yourself helpful? Right away, I ask you that question. Do you consider yourself helpful? And now you go into your head and you start thinking, well, I guess I am helpful. I've done this for one person. Yeah, so I'm pretty helpful. And then I'm like, all right, do you have time for a quick survey? And you're like, oh, fuck. Look at that magic, that completely different interaction. Now you're locked in because of what you had said earlier and what I brought to your attention. I brought to you the idea that you are helpful. And now I asked you, can you help me complete a survey? And now you're just sitting here like, well, I just said I'm helpful. So, yeah, I guess I'll complete your survey. That is a phenomenal example that he talks about in the book. And it really sets up like the main point of like, this is so intensely powerful, so intensely of a technique to conduct, that it's important to understand that there are actually reasons why you should not do this for manipulative reasons. This should be used to draw people towards an already existing, like a really high quality product that people just don't know about. You're bringing them a lot of value with your product, but people are unwilling to try it. Well, now let's say people are going to be willing to try your product and you're going to be bringing them the value. And then it's like a perfect fit. They're willing to try it and they get something that's a lot better. You're helping them and they're helping you. It's like that. Now let's take focused attention. Now that you have an example of one way, let's take it a little bit farther. Let's stop talking about products and businesses. I know you thought I was going to hit you with that. Yo, buy my pre-workout. Well, yeah, if you want to buy my pre-workout, go ahead. It's a dream come true and I love it, but it's up to you to purchase it. In reality, I want to take this concept and I want to take it so much further. I want to bring it to every aspect of your life. I want to take this thing and bring it to you where you can use it every day, right? Let's talk about positive versus negative outlooks on life really quick. There's two people. You have the negative outlook on one side, on the left, and you have the positive person on the right. I talked about this metaphor before, but there is a boulder above each person, a boulder on the far left above the person on the left, and a boulder above the far right on the person on the right. Both those boulders come down and fall, and they merely miss each person. The person on the left goes, oh my God, I'm so unlucky. Remember, they're negative. I'm so unlucky. This stuff always happens to me. This stuff always seems to happen. I always get so close to dying. The world's out to get me. And you have the person on the right. The person on the right goes, I'm so lucky to not have been hit by this boulder. I'm so lucky to be alive right now. I'm so thankful that these things happen to me, that I'm so close to breaking, but yet I'm able to survive and I'm able to like be alive here right now today. The same thing happened to both people. Think about that. The same exact thing has happened to both people, but because of their focused attention on their positive versus negative outlooks on life, because of their actual thoughts, they now recreated their reality. And this is where the idea of manifestation really works its way in, and why, for some reason, it just seems to work. I'm not saying manifestation is real or not. It doesn't matter. What I'm telling you is that whatever you focus your attention on will likely become a driver subconsciously to bring you towards that. The positive person had a focused attention on being thankful, on positive emotions, love, thankful, gratitude, more other positive emotions. And because of that, the response that they had towards the boulder was positive. The response that they have to negative things that could happen to them, they don't even see them as negative. They see them as silver linings, as positive thinking. They see them as learning opportunities. They see negative things that happen to them as learning opportunities. They have a focused attention on the positive nature of life. Okay? You get that? Now let's take it another step deeper. Imagine a network of white dots. I want you to close your eyes. Oh, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. But imagine a network, a web of white dots. There's a bunch of white polka dots in the air, like just scattered everywhere, right? Now let's connect all those white dots with white lines. All those white dots have white lines all over them. They're connecting to each other. Now those white dots go dark. And then in the top right corner, the white dots light up and then they go dark. In the top left corner, the white dots light up and then they go dark. And then really quick, the top whole half of the top lights up and it goes dark really quick. And now the bottom left lights up, touches the top right, and the right lights up. What this is your neurons in your brain. What's actually happening in your neurons in your brain is this. There is a network of neuron connections to actual ideas and concepts in your head that fire each time something happens, right? So you have an actual network of things that connect to each other. And so let's just say the word love in the network connects to the feelings of love, connects to the personality of loving, connects to the actual idea of love where you're with another person that you love. This is how your brain works. Your brain is an association machine. That is what it does. It makes associations, and whether or not they're good or bad, it's up to the actual creator, the association that they experience and that they're constantly thinking about. You can actually strengthen associations and weaken associations by either using the neurons or not using the neurons. If you have a big section of neurons that stay dark all the time, you have a big section of the web that stays dark all the time, then you will start to deactivate those neurons, deactivate those thought patterns, deactivate those associations in your head based on what you're focusing your attention to. That is why your focused attention is so important. What you focus your attention on, what someone brings to your attention, actually lights up the neurons associated with those concepts. If I bring to your attention the feeling of anger, rage, and strength and power and all of these things, it's just like energy, it's tension, it's anger, frustration, negative thoughts, these things that come up, especially just raw energy. These are the associations you make with the word anger. And actually what happens too is when you start to focus your attention on anger, it's not just the thoughts that change. Your physical body changes. Your body becomes primed to act. That's why when people go to the gym, a lot of times they say work out angrily, because your body becomes angry. Your physical body changes because you're angry. Your physical body is primed to work out, is primed to do something, is primed to act, is primed to have strength. Your physical body, the actual things, the metabolic processes that are happening in your body are primed when you're angry to be acting, like to do something. That's why a lot of people love to go to the gym when they're angry, to work off that anger. That's why in sports, a lot of people like get angry, that focused attention, just because. Actually, the word anger doesn't necessarily mean rage and all of these things. Anger is dependent on the actual associations you have with the word anger. So all these things I could have been saying could have just been my associations, but not yours. Likely, they're very similar. But the associations you have actually dictate what you experience. Yes, they're still going to make changes in your body. Yes, they will. It's phenomenal. It's crazy. It's insane. This is insane. Like when you really think about how the human body works as a whole unit, it's a unit. The associations, your focused attention that you bring your mind to while you are going throughout your daily life is so important to understand. If you don't understand that, the things that you're thinking on a daily, hourly, minute, second level change your body, then you're going to be being subject to whatever the environment is you're around. But if you understand this concept, now you can start thinking differently. Now you can start making different associations. Now you can bring your focused attention to other things. Now, when bad things happen to you, you could say, oh, it's okay, I learned a lesson. Look for the lesson in the thing that happens to you. If you lost all your money in the stock market, look for the lesson that caused it. Don't be like, oh, I just lost all my money and feel sick to your stomach. I understand you're sick to your stomach, but maybe there's something beneficial that can come out of this. Maybe you didn't deserve that money and you were going down a bad path. You got to take a step back and look at what else was happening in your life to try and find something that you can learn from when you make a mistake, when you have a flaw. This in itself is powerful because now you're no longer afraid to take risks because you know you're going to learn something from it despite whatever happens. If you do this, you will become someone who learns at a faster rate. You will become someone who is more comfortable taking risks because they understand they will learn something from the risk either paying off or failing. These are just some examples of where to bring your focused attention. You're not going to have the other things floating around because you already know what you're going to focus on when that thing happens. You need to set up your world based on what you want to focus your attention on. You now have the power to control your brain in a way that you've never had before. You now have the ability that every time something bad happens to you, you can be like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'm learning something out of it. Like, this is not a bad thing. Or if you want to take it even a step further, you can have an iron mind. This is kind of what I created, where every time something bad or good happens to me, it just is. I cease to create physical associations with these things. It's a little advanced and it's not something that's very easy to pick up. And it comes from a lot of other things. A lot of other philosophies that I've listened to and I've understood and I practiced. You could slowly, though, start to do this slowly changing your actual associations, right? You want to be more loving? Start thinking about all the times that you can love throughout the day. I'll give you, you want to be a more loving person? Next time someone does something for you and gives you a gift, put that gift in the middle of your room and look at that gift every day and be thankful for that gift. You start to strengthen the associations with love, gratitude. That's why gratitude practices are so powerful, is because gratitude in itself as an emotion is amazing, but you actually build up your association network, your focused attention towards gratitude, and you can start to link together little white dots. You can create the white dots that you want to light up on a daily basis, and you can start to add more white dots to that thing, and you can make your life easier, simpler, more effective, and more enjoyable by understanding where to focus your attention. I am so grateful to have had this come out. Like, this was an amazing recording, you know, got to focus my attention. I can do better, but I know that this is going to help a lot of people if they listen to it. If you listen to this podcast and you're like, I want to help a lot of people, you could help a lot of people. Just share the podcast, share the episode with your friends, your family, anyone who you think would be like, holy shit, this kid just blew my brain. Now I have to label this podcast as explicit just because of you. It's your fault. If you like this podcast, please share it. It really helps me out and it helps grow the Vital Life community. This is something long term that I would be thrilled to have work out. Also, please go follow the Instagram channel, the Instagram, and subscribe to Apple and Spotify. Leave me a rating on Apple Podcasts. I know Apple Podcasts has ratings. Please, I'd appreciate that. If you want to share this on your social media platforms, be like, hey, I listened to this episode and it was phenomenal. I would also really appreciate that. It would make the world for me and it would actually really make a big difference. Like, you would be helping me out. That's amazing. I really appreciate that. Lastly, if you want a Vital Life lifted pre-workout sample, shoot me a DM. Go on Instagram. Be like, hey, I want a sample of this pre-workout. And I'll be like, hey, it's already at your doorstep. That fast. If you enjoyed this podcast, thank you for listening. And as always, go live that vital life, baby.